Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome back to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Ironman U. Run Catalina.com, the Catalina Eco Marathon coming up on November 21st. Our Challenged Athlete Foundation, we've raised over $65 million to keep athletes in the game of life through sport. Raceplace.com, and you can check out any of our interviews on iTunes or on Babbittville.com. Our next guest, the main man, Renegade Racing, Mr. Jonathan Pauley. Jonathan, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I am wonderful. Hey, let's talk a little bit, since I just mentioned RunCatalina.com. They also have a legendary triathlon on the island of Catalina that you are putting on this year.
Yeah, we're working with the Catalina Chamber of Commerce to produce that event. In the past couple of years, Spectrum Sports had produced that event, and they've done a great job with it. But Renegade Racing, we put on the Southern California Triathlon Series, and it looks like that we had just a little bit better penetration into the market, so yep. They asked us to come on board, and we're happy to be part of the event.
Love it. So talk a little bit about that particular event. It's unique. You take a boat over. It's, you know, you can't take a lot of people in a race. It's pretty limited, and it's, you know, it's one of those races you don't even think about using aero bars, right, because you're either going up or you're going down. Talk a little bit about the course itself.
Yeah, well, first of all, I always call it the local destination race. For Southern California, if you're looking for like a little bit of that travel experience, the Catalina Island Triathlon is the perfect event for you. It does require a little bit more logistics than your standard triathlon, but the island setting is amazing. You'll enjoy a half-mile swim right there in Avalon Harbor, and you'll see just tons of Garibaldi and fish. The water is crystal clear.
Yeah,
you can't even imagine just how clear Southern California water can be until you get over to Catalina. Now, the bike ride's three loops and about 3 miles per loop, and it does climb up over Mount Ada. So in that three loops, there's about 800 feet of climbing. But once you get up there at the top of that little ridge and look out across the Avalon Harbor, it's just an incredible view. And then the run, it runs out and around the classic casino there that's on the island, along the beachfront, and then loops up around behind the town and finishes right back at the beach. So it's a half-mile swim, about a 10-mile bike ride, and a 5K run. We have a duathlon and a standalone 5K. And if you want to bring some friends over and do the relays, there's both a duathlon and a triathlon relay.
And your numbers are, and compared to other years, you're doing really, really well.
Yeah, we're looking to double the number of participants they've had over the last two or three years. We're already well over the total number of participants and registrations that they've had in the last couple of years. So I think we're looking at 600 people in the race, and you know, both the Chamber of Commerce, and we're ecstatic about the progress of the event this year.
Love it. Talk a little bit about it. You put on events all over Southern California. How has the climate changed with events? I call this sort of endurance entertainment, where it used to be there were running events, there were triathlon events, and a smattering of bike-specific events. Now, with obstacle course racing, and with Color Run and Ugly Sweater Run, and, you know, there's everything out there. There's so much more competition. How much harder is it as an event director and a person who owns events to get people to your event?
Look, you know, I've always considered Renegade Racing a great meat and potatoes kind of event production company. Even though most of our events have a theme, you know, like this Catalina Island Triathlon, a nice island theme.
Yep.
We put on the Santa Run, put on the Renegade Terrifying 10-Miler. You know, all of our events tend to have themes on them.
Turkey really, Try, right? Down, Turkey Try as well.
Yeah. Oh, the Turkey Triathlon, yeah. So when you boil them all down, you know, when you come to that event, it's going to have a theme, but it's going to have a real competitive atmosphere as well. So any person, whether they're a seasoned triathlete or runner, a weekend warrior, or somebody who's just really new to the events, will really find something that they'll like at a Renegade Racing events, because we really just try to kind of find the old-school flavor in the events.
So how has it changed? It used to be, you know, when you're promoting an event, you take out an ad in the magazines, and then you're pretty much done. Now you've got social media, you've got Instagram, you've got Facebook, you've got a lot of other options. How do you figure out what works best?
Well, you know, it's really a combination these days when you're out to try to capture somebody's attention. There's so much going on in Southern California for that entertainment value or that
entertainment dollar. Yeah.
That, you know, we use a combination of social media. We have social media ambassadors. We still play ads, electronic media.
Yep.
It's marketing is a big part of where the participants' race fees go, because anywhere from 20 to 25% of the race fees are just used in attracting people to come and do the events.
Talk a little bit about you know, you've got your, like you said, your Turkey Try, you do themed events, your Santa Run, but you're also a firm believer in pool triathlons, as am I. For a lot of folks, the swim deters them from doing a triathlon. It scares them off because, you know, you've got cold water, you've got current, you got big fish, you got kelp, you got glare. Everything that is sort of a negative is in the swim. You put on, I think, two pool triathlons right now, where it starts with a 5K run or so and about 10-mile bike, and then followed up by a 150 to 200-yard swim. Talk about a little bit about what you like when it comes to pool triathlons.
Well, you know, we produce what we call the Southern California Triathlon Series, and it has a wide variety of events and distances, including reverse triathlons, sprint triathlons, and Olympic triathlons. But, you know, the pool triathlon is really a great event. It really gives an opportunity for the seasoned triathlete to work on his speed, work on, like, the high-intensity event. But the beginner triathlete who, like you say, is, like, really worried about the swim element has that level of safety that gives them the comfort to choose to do a triathlon, where in the lake or in the ocean, they're much less likely to choose that as an option. We have a couple of different great coaches that train people leading up to those reverse triathlons. And, gosh, you know, it's so much fun to see all the hands go up when you ask them, is this your first triathlon prior to the event? And just know that at the end of the day that, you know, each and every one of those people that, you know, maybe never considered doing a triathlon before they heard about the pool triathlon will actually become triathletes.
What I love about it, I've been doing it for years and years, is those first years of an event, you'll see kickstands, you'll see cruiser bikes, you'll see a lot of stuff like that, which is great. And those same people the following year have the Cervelo, they've got the Trek, right? They've they've got the Aero wheels. I mean, people, when they realize that you can race those events and that they're competitive, at the same time, they're entry level. We want new people, and people are very accepting. Everybody will help you out to get set up in your transition. That's where the sport gets going. We got to get people into the sport. They've got to start somewhere.
Oh yeah, it's just they're so much fun, and the atmosphere and the camaraderie at those events. I've never seen so many groups of people take pictures underneath the start and finish banner as I do at the pool triathlons, because they're there with every friend that they know to come out and experience that kind of event.
And it's funny, because for a lot of folks, when they hear the word triathlon, they think Ironman, 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, 26.2-mile run. And when they find out they can become a triathlete, which is a sexy thing to do, you know, you want to become a triathlete, by doing an event that will take an hour and a half, maybe. That they're all in.
Oh yeah, you know, I've done Ironman 12 times, including Hawaii twice, and I have to tell you that I can really like and appreciate those sprint distance triathlons and the pool triathlons, because you know you really get out and have just as good a time without, you know, quite the same level of physical exertion or commitment to training.
Right. So talk a little bit for people who, we mentioned Destination Triathlon, we mentioned coming to Catalina Island. For people who have not been to Catalina and are thinking, hey, you know what, man, take the bike, get on the ferry, and come on over, what else is there to do on the island? I think a lot of people think, okay, once I do a triathlon, what do I do? And they don't realize how much fun there is on that island.
Oh, my gosh. Catalina Island is just an amazing place. There are interior excursions where you can, you know, see buffalo. There are eagles on bald eagles on the island. You can do zip line tours. There's kayaking and scuba diving. I mean, you really could wrap the triathlon around a whole adventure weekend. And there's spas and vacation rentals and great historic hotels. Amazing beach club. It's really. The gem of Southern California, when you really want to think about, you know, again, that local destination event, you know, you do have to get over there on a boat, but the $60 boat ride is a lot less than $600 airfare that you would pay to go to Hawaii or some other place. You're really going to feel like that you're in some other place in Southern California if you haven't been there before.
And you're not paying $150 each way for your bike.
Oh, yeah. No bike transport.
No. So what's the website? And can people go on the website and book air and boat and all that stuff together?
Yeah. You can go. Well, you can find discount deals. What we've done is negotiate discount deals with Catalina Express, local hotels, Catalina Vacation Rentals, Catalina Island Company for different activities on the island. And then if you go to CatalinaIslandTriathlon.com, you can find out all the information about the event and all the different rates in which we've already negotiated for you to make it an even better deal.
Love it. And for your website to see all the different events you have coming up, what's that?
Yeah, that's RenegadeRaceSeries.com.
Okay.
And when you get there, the next six events will be highlighted. But if you just click on events, we produce about 25, 30 events each year, and you can see all the events by clicking on events that we produce each year.
Wow, 25 to 30 events. That's a lot of stuff.
We're busy in Renegade Racing, that's for sure.
And I know that you've been the race director for our CAF San Diego Triathlon Challenge for a number of years now.
Oh, yeah. I think we're coming up on maybe around 6 years that we've been helping you guys out with the San Diego Triathlon Challenge. That's really a charity nonprofit organization that's near and dear to my heart. My brother is a paraplegic, and I started raising money for the CAF organization probably 10, 12 years ago.
And if not earlier,
Yeah, and I was lucky enough that when you guys were looking for some additional assistance that you tapped us, and we're happy to be a part of that event for sure.
Love it. And you've done an amazing job, Jonathan. I appreciate all the help on San Diego Triathlon Challenge. We'll see you over on Catalina Island, one of my favorite places to go. If you have not been to Catalina Island before and you're going, oh, they just have marathons. Hey, they've got the best marathons on the planet, but they also have one of the most unique triathlons you will ever do. And the cool thing is you're done early and you're in Catalina. So you can do whatever the heck you want in the beautiful city of Avalon. Go check out the interior. Go scuba diving, snorkeling. Go check out the casino. Tons of stuff to do. Mr. Jonathan Pauley has been our guest from Renegade Racing. We are brought to you by Ironman U. RunCatalina.com, our Challenge Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $65 million to keep athletes in the game of life through sport. RacePlace.com. Check out RacePlace, all the upcoming events, including all of Jonathan and Pauley's. And you can check us out on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.